Why are you in Port Angeles? He looked down, folding his large hands together slowly on the table. His eyes flickered up at me from under his lashes, the hint of a smirk on his face. Next? But that's the easiest one, I objected. Next, he repeated. I looked down, frustrated. I unrolled my silverware, picked up my fork, and carefully speared a ravioli. I put it in my mouth slowly, still looking down, chewing while I thought. The mushrooms were good. I swallowed and took another sip of Coke before I looked up. Okay, then, I glared at him and continued slowly. Let's say, hypothetically, of course, that someone could know what people are thinking, read minds, you know, with a few exceptions. Just one exception, he corrected. Hypothetically. All right, with one exception, then. I was thrilled that he was playing along, but I tried to seem casual. How does that work? What are the limitations? How would that someone find someone else at exactly the right time? How would he know she was in trouble? I wondered if my convoluted questions even made sense. Hypothetically, he asked. Sure. Well, if that someone... Let's call him Joe, I suggested. He smiled wryly. Joe, then. If Joe had been paying attention, the timing wouldn't have needed to be quite so exact. He shook his head, rolling his eyes. Only you could get into trouble in a town this small. You would have devastated their crime rate statistics for a decade, you know. We were speaking of a hypothetical case, I reminded him frostily. He laughed at me, his eyes warm. Yes, we were, he agreed. Shall we call you Jane? How did you know? I asked, unable to curb my intensity. I realized I was leaning toward him again.